dock here in Leesburg and go to Jacksonville, or go any most anywhere you want to from the right from Leesburg, the waterways, the way they connect to go out. So it's really, your waterways through Florida are really interesting and very.
You can go by river?
Most of them by river.
What river would you think?
Well, to go, I think if I'm right now, we used to go from Lake Harris. We'd come down into Lake Eustis, down Dead River, into Lake Eustis. From Lake Eustis, we'd go down into Helena Run. Haynes Creek, and on over into Lake Griffin. You can make the circle all the way around and then go all the way out to the ocean. And right in this area here, we have several little, well, in little pond right here, they call it a pond, Robinson Pond, in the neighborhood right here, which is about a mile from here. And there's all kinds of fish there, pretty good sized lake. And then a lake about 2 miles from here called Myrtle Lake, that where we used to go, all the neighborhood kids used to go there swimming. That was our swimming hole. We'd go there. People bought up the land around it, and of course we didn't have a place to go.
I guess you learned to swim pretty young being around.
Yes. That was about the only entertainment, the only fun we had was going swimming, and then we'd maybe all the way over we'd see a turtle, these soft shell turtles. We'd catch those and bring them home, and some of the parents would clean them, and we'd run around from one home to the other and find who had a little cup of rice or something. And the first thing you know, we had a perlo, which the meat cooked with the rice, and we'd have a party. And I said, now that they have, can't go anywhere unless they have a car.
I guess so. You mentioned turtle. Now, if you see something like a turtle, but he's on dry land, what do you call him then?
Well, we call them a gopher, land gopher.
You ever heard any other name used for the turtle that lives in the water? Ever heard him call anything else?
No.
What about the one on land?
Well, now that's called, a lot of people call them a terrapin. But there are different kinds of, freshwater turtles. There's one that has a long tail. They call that an alligator turtle. That's a good turtle to eat. And then they called, there's a streaked neck that has a green head with the streaks down the side. And, but that, they say, isn't too good to eat. They usually like the one with the soft shell.
You mentioned, how about catching the boat out at the dock. Do you still call it a dock if it's, say, ships coming out and load their freight there, still call that a dock, too?
Yes.
And, let's see. You mentioned that your people have been down here a long time, both your father's and your mother's people?
No, just my father. My mother came to Florida from Illinois when she was 16.
And what did your father do?
Well, he in the latter years, he was a contractor. And so many of the larger buildings, the bank buildings, Masonic building, and several of the other buildings in Leesburg there that he built himself, that you might say are landmarks that we can see now, that that we have, feel like we own a little something in it, because he built those buildings. But at the time that I was a child growing up, he mostly had charge of sawmill, the lumber parts and cutting of, he was, I guess they called him foreman of the mill, because he would had to measure out the lineage of footage of lumber and so forth like this, and would, I don't know, price it and so forth. But anyway, he would oversee that part of the work. And then when we came